beauty, controversial chic. Here are four cases of the extra lengths people have gone in order to become the fairest of them all. Even people with a high shock threshold may raise their eyebrows over these. Face off. What would a teenager do with his or her first wad of hard-earned money? Save it for university? Blow it on snacks and video games? Chiang Mai native Apirak Goti had a different idea. After earning enough from designing websites and fixing computers, he decided to fix his face when he was only 15 with a nose job. 2 years and 16 cosmetic surgeries later, Apirak had spent over 250,000 baht in the process of changing his face, including fixing unsatisfactory past cosmetic surgeries, Botox, and glutathione injections. If you ask us, we could have spent the same amount on a cool motorbike and ridden around the school yelling, "Suck it!" before going off into the sunset to find better friends. Or at least he could have waited until his body was fully developed before going under the knife. I'll slap ya. Beauty is pain, and for some Thai women and men, they don't mind being slapped around for it. Kemika Gung Na Songkla has taken the art of slapping to a whole nother level. She's the owner of Ban Top Nom, the House of Breast Slapping. What a cool name, by the way. A shop in Ram Intra Soi 65, and she claims she can enlarge breast size simply by repeated slapping and manipulating. She can also alter face shapes and other body parts through the same method. Gung has received coverage of both local and foreign media for her controversial mode of beautification. An eye for an eye. Big eye contact lenses are used to make you appear to have bigger eyes, achieving that up-eye look so many girls aspire to have. However, sheer laziness, frequency, unsupervised use of these lenses, and low-quality lenses can cost wearers their actual eyes, according to various doctors. Tapanawong Tungurawan, an eye doctor from Pra Nanklao Hospital, told manager in February 2011 that he had four patients who sought his help because of visible wounds on their corneas. They revealed to him that they have been using big eye contact lenses that aren't approved by the Thai Food and Drug Administration. He said infection can destroy the eyes within 1 or 2 days, adding that those with serious infection must be admitted to the hospital. He also warned against wearing the lenses while sleeping. Golden face. The facelift procedure has been updated. These days, Thais are reportedly seeking a facelift procedure called golden thread lift that involves inserting gold threads into their faces to tighten them up and thus appear more youthful. While using dissolvable threads to encourage collagen creation is nothing new, the use of golden threads instead is very controversial. Doctors have said people with golden threads in their faces can't undergo MRI scans. In a Komtat Luk report earlier this year, a teacher warned that the procedure is irreversible and removing them results in dents. Perhaps sewing and stitching should be saved for your clothes or big wounds, not faces that have nothing wrong with them in the first place.